This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Some oil marketing companies have started increasing prices of petroleum products at the pumps. A look at the new prices show that petrol increased by 2%, while diesel increased by 2.2% in comparison to July 2nd, the first pricing window of the month. More in this report.
Shell has taken the lead, selling a litre of petrol at 15 cedis 10 pesos and diesel for 15 cedis and 25 pesos. Previously, Shell was selling a litre of petrol at 14 cedis 80 pesos and diesel was going for 14 cedis and 92 pesos. Another major OMC, Star Oil, has increased the price of a litre of petrol to 13 cedis 93 pesos and reduced the price of diesel to 14 cedis 70 pesos. Before the adjustment in prices, Star Oil was selling a litre of petrol for 13 cedis 88 pesos and diesel at 14 cedis 79 pesos. Some of the OMCs told Joy Business that the increase in prices is due to the rising prices of crude oil on the international market and the depreciating cedi. The outlook for the price of petroleum products does not look favorable as the cedi is yet to show signs of stabilizing against the dollar in the coming weeks.
A Business Desk report. The Trades Union Congress, TUC, has stated that the time is right for a national forum to review the investment strategies of Social Security and National Insurance Trust that's needed to make the trust sustainable in the future. The TUC said it has since 2022 pushed for the forum, but to no avail. Speaking on the Joy News Channel, the Director of Labour and Research Institute at TUC, Dr. Kwabena Otu, said pensioners will not receive as low as 500 cedis a month if SNIT properly invests its workers' contributions.
Mind you, we have in this country pensioners going home with less than 500 Ghana cedis a month. Our SNIT pension is a solidarity pension. It's based on insurance solidarity principle. So where if you invest well and you have enough resources, you are able to solidarize, to compensate for those that earn very low incomes. Yeah. But we have come to know that SNIT investments are not doing well. So it is not just the hotels. There are many SNIT buildings in Accra. World Trade Center, the trash towers,
right.
They are all empty, built with millions of dollars of workers' funds. Why?
Dr. Kwabena Otu is the Director of Labour and Research at the Institute of TUC. Away from that, research lead at GCP Capital, Courage Buti, has admonished government to use the media budget to outline innovative ways of enforcing revenue compliance. According to him, the huge revenue shortfall of 7 billion cedis for the first half of the year has to be compensated, hence the need for new strategies to make up for the shortfall.
Currently, the election pressure seems to be strongest in the second half of the year. So we need to see the first half and how things are compensated for. I understand expenditure will be front-loaded in the first half, and normally that is so because revenue tend to underperform in the first quarter, but then we need to keep paying wages, we need to keep doing all the other things we have to do, keep the programs and policies of the budget running, pending revenue picking up. And so we want to see how it's picked up. We want to see what the strategy going forward will be to enforce compliance, not new revenue lines, but enforce compliance.
Research lead at GCB Capital Courage Buti speaking to Joy Business there. While longer on revenue matters, because the Ghana Revenue Authority has announced that it has exceeded its target of signing on 600 large companies on its e-VAT platforms by 40 companies. In May 2024, the Revenue Collection Authority hinted of its intention to bring on board 600 large companies onto its e-VAT system by June of the same year to enhance revenue collection and monitoring. Speaking at a brief meeting with the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, the board chair of GRA, Joe Gatti, noted that the company is poised to achieve its revenue target for the rest of the year.
There's a policy of digitizing the collection of VAT. Studies have shown that if it's digitized, it is easier to monitor and it will increase revenue. In the beginning, it was difficult to let people understand. So they set themselves a target of 600 large companies to be what they call onboarding, which simply means that she will put on a system which is digitized. By the time they were declaring their final results, they have reached 640. They have passed it by 40.
You heard the board chair of GRA, Joe Gatti, speaking there. Away from that, one of our headline stories, the Association of Ghana Industries is asking the Bank of Ghana to review its policy on Forex Index to CD for clearing goods from 2 weeks to 90 days. According to the president for AGI, Humphrey Enyimdake, the current exchange rate volatilities and inflationary pressures are grinding some businesses' operations to a halt. He was speaking at the SME Growth and Opportunity Summit organized by the Ministry of Finance.
Our capital formation are also impacted by the bi-weekly review of exchange rates at the port of entry via the Bank of Ghana policy on the forex management at the port of entry, which computes into the calculation of forex clearing of goods. It has significant impact on our cost. It has inflationary tendencies.
Humphrey Enyimdake is the president of the Association of Ghana Industries. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Ghana has seen some improvement in the growth of the economy from the impact of COVID-19 and Russia's invasion of Ukraine a few years ago. According to a new country policy and institutional assessment by the World Bank, sub-Saharan African countries are still having challenges dealing with critical factors of economic growth as compared to their Western counterparts. Key among them are the issues of finance management and budget quality. Here's World Bank Africa Regional Chief Economist Andrew Devlin speaking at the launch of the report here in Accra.
Right, rule of law in particular, quality of budget and financial management. We have a lot of countries that are running into fiscal crisis, huge levels of fiscal deficit, and then transparency, accountability, and of course corruption in government. Right, it's rampant and it's serious, and that's part of the problem. Actually, the region is doing relatively well when it comes to issues around, you know, gender equity in the use of public resources, especially for the poor. Like, these are around issues around social protection.
Now, the chief executive officer of Shelter Afrique, Thieno Habib Han, has paid a courtesy call on the Minister of Works and Housing, Kojo Aponkrumah, in Accra. The visit follows Shelter Afrique's transition into the Shelter Afrique Development Bank. According to Thieno Habib, Ghana's commitment as a shareholder of the bank underscores the government's dedication to Africa's transformation agenda.
Your active participation was very crucial to get us to take some of the major transformation decisions. As you know, we came on board last year, and since then we have engaged into major transformational reforms. At the last extraordinary general meeting of shareholders in October 2023, we had transformation that made this institution become a development bank. So now we move from Shelter Afrique to Shelter Afrique Development Bank.
Thieno Habib Han is the Chief Executive Officer of Shelter Afrique. Time now for MoneyLab and, of course, Pension Tip on MoneyLab. We will tell you about the impact of domestic detection program on your pensions.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpomaa-Mafu, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of the Domestic Debt Exchange Program, popularly known as DDEP, on our pension funds. Although pension funds were initially spared from the DDEP declared in 2022, the government of Ghana disclosed its invitation to pension funds with holdings in domestic notes and bonds, ESLA PLC and DACHI PLC. Bonds that didn't participate in the DDEP might not experience active trading in the bonds market. Any pension funds had failed to exchange, that would have potentially affected the overall stability of the pension sector. However, the implications for members are significant, as their accounts stand to gain from positive interest earnings. This translates to a total coupon rate of 19.7%, surpassing the previous average of 18.5%. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Gone by was Esther Frimpomaa-Mafu, the head of finance at Enterprise Trustees Limited, with today's edition of Pension Tip on Money Lab. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Talking about Ecobank, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and it could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch or Ecobank Express Point, as well as via Ecobank Mobile, to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.